I don't remember this, but my friends from college tell me that I never did well with group projects. It makes sense to me because I know myself, and I guess I was concerned that those assigned to my group wouldn't do the work right or get it done on time, so I would just do the entire project myself. Before you absorb all the workload of a group project, walk away and let the chips fall where they may. Working in groups means you will be dividing and sharing the workload. However, recognize that because there are various work styles, the work may not be done at the rate or in the same way you would do it. Some people like to get tasks done immediately, while others do their best work under pressure. It's next to impossible to impose your work style on someone else, and this is where some people in group projects will just take over and complete the project on their own, leaving no work for other members and making them feel bad and look bad, like they didn't contribute anything. The pitch challenge today: remove the grrr in group projects by setting a timeline, assignments, and deadlines at the start. You will do this by first starting with a group conversation about the project. As a group, brainstorm all the tasks for the project and then discuss the time frame these tasks need to be completed by in order to complete the project on time. Once the deadlines are in place, then discuss who should do each task. It's important to set the deadlines before task assignments so it's clear to everyone in the group when the work needs to be completed. Some may avoid certain tasks because the deadlines are too tight, and that's okay. It's better to know this up front instead of mid-project. When assigning tasks, be sure to give everyone in the group equal workload. Finally, put the project timeline, task assignments, and deadlines in writing and have everyone in the group sign off. By doing this, you are setting the expectations for the group project and agreement on how the project will be accomplished. If there is a problem mid-project and someone is not pulling his or her own weight, you have the work agreement to point them to. Resist doing the work assigned to others. When you step in, they will step out. And although the project will get done, you will feel aggravated, resentful, and taken advantage of while appearing like a control freak in the eyes of others. You may not see it, but others will, and they will remember, like my friends from college. Expect failures in group projects. It happens. But the upside is there's so much to learn from others when you let them do their share of the project, and you will also grow your skills as a leader and manager in the process.